Oh, we got some people online right now.
Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we got Blog Talk up, guys. We'll answer some calls on the. Actually, you know what? Didn't we have a few questions earlier too?
We had one.
We had two questions from Super Chat. So yeah, let's pull those up real quick. And we got the phone lines open, guys. Again, guys, 515-605-9740 is the number to call out to the show.
Yeah, something about who's.
All right, so we have one from DD Rodney 499. Yep. What was your guy's journey like to come in top, the 10-15% guy? And who's the best person to learn Cold Approach game from?
All right, first off, Cold Approach, definitely him.
Yep.
I'm social media game. And then the journey, how to put this? It was more like investing in things that actually were going to help me better myself in life,
mm-hmm.
like personal development training,
yep.
Learning how to get real estate deals,
yep.
investing in real estate for one, saving money, and building up my credit score.
Yep.
Those things helped me get way further than I should have been. And I've only been here for like 5 years, bro. Like, imagine that. Some of y'all have been here for your whole life. And I'm like, damn, that's crazy because, dude, you've been here your whole life, and I'm not capping. I've probably done more than you've done in 5 years. That's not cool, bro. Like, you should be way ahead of me.
Guys, you guys got to treasure the fact that you live in the United States. This is the best country in the world. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah.
And this is truly the land of opportunity. You know, I came from a household where my dad came to the United States in the 80s. He didn't speak a lick of English. He came from Sudan. He brought my mom over, lived in New York City, who's a cab driver, got robbed multiple times, right, while driving a cab in Brooklyn. Back when, this is before Rudy Giuliani, right, when New York was literally like a very dangerous place to live. They're in a crack wave, et cetera. So, and he was able to learn English, get a job, and now he has a home in Connecticut, and he's doing okay. You know what I'm saying? But my dad always raised me and told me, hey, if I was born in the United States, I'd be a millionaire. I'd be a doctor. I'd be a lawyer. I'd be successful. So, guys, do not piss on the opportunity you have being in the best country in the world, okay?
Control every opportunity.
Control every opportunity. CEO. You guys laugh at Fresh and CEO thing, but that's what it really stands for, is control every opportunity. Mm-hmm. Because you, like, when you control every opportunity, then you can control the outcome. You understand?
Yep.
And you always, when you control the opportunity, you can dictate how the outcome is going to come. Like, you are 100% responsible for your failures and your successes, guys. You know what I'm saying? It goes both ways. And unfortunately, as a man, we have to produce, guys. There is a burden of performance on us. So understand that the burden of performance is there. Don't be lazy. Save your money, guys. Be a hardcore minimalist. To be honest with you guys, me and Fresh rarely spend money outside. All the money we spend, the nice
business.
Things we have, is right back into this.
Business.
Like, we ain't out here like buying jewelry and doing all this extra stuff. Nope. Like, nah. We invest all
Been
the money
there, done that.
Back into this studio, guys, so that we can continue to give you guys the best content we can. Mm-hmm. So always invest first in you, the business, whatever makes you the money, and then live a hardcore minimalist life until you're able to get passive income. Then you can have fun with the passive income. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's just some quick tips right there. But right. Yeah, Cold Approach is my thing.
All right, the next question.
Phone lines.
Let's hit the phone.
The last one from Carol Sanders.
Let me go.
From earlier.
What
would you recommend as rehab for elbow tendonitis?
Oh, elbow tendonitis. Dude, rest, time, ice. Okay?
Mm.
Rest, time, ice.
Okay.
And go see a physical therapist if it's really bad.
Boom, to the point.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Don't train when you're hurt, guys. Do not do that. Go ahead, Chris. You got some?
Perfect. Trippy Octane, $5.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are spitting facts. I hope more and more men wake up in 2021 and realize how badly we have had it these past few years.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, guys.
Good.
Literally, people, guys, you live in the best country in the world. There's people out there that can't even get running water, bro. So when I see guys that aren't, like, chasing after it, and you live in the United States, it's unacceptable.
Yep.
Unacceptable, bro.
Benny B, then the phone lines, $5. Thanks, Myron. Needed to hear that today.
No, thank you, guys. Guys, you guys motivate us, bro. So this is a team effort, man, because at the end of the day, no one cares about men, so we're here to care. All right, we got 703 on the line.
Let's
bring him on.
Yo, what's good?
Hey, what
yo,
up, brother?
Can you hear me?
We got you loud
we
and clear,
you,
baby.
We can hear you.
All right, guys. My name is Bug D. Smooth. I'm calling from Virginia. So shout out to Myron and Freshman. I watch you guys grow from day one, man. So just
nice.
Make y'all a shout out for where the show is coming today, man. It's real dope to see. But real quick, man, I just wanted to add to the list of the women to avoid. You know, stay away from them damn hood rats, man. Guys, Stay away from the hood rats. Them, and not just the hood rats that are the stereotypical ones that are in the projects on the fourth floor in the building. All right, stay away from the responsible ratchets, the women who got six figures with the hood rat mentality. Stay away from them too. Them the ones that are screwing you over for real, for real. So stay away from the hood rats. That's what I wanted to ask.
Look at Dr. Dre's wife. That's an example of a hood rat that has a degree and a lawyer, whatever, and she's trying to take him to the cleaners right now.
Crazy.
So that's a perfect example,
exactly.
Bro.
Exactly. A hood rat is all about just to come up. She's just utilizing her wit to get what she need out of you. That's it. You know. Right. So yeah.
Hi, bro. Right, thank you for calling in, man.
Thanks, man.
That's a good point, guys. Yeah, dealing with hood rats is dangerous, but dealing with a smart hood rat that's like a lawyer,
she's gonna finesse you, man.
She's coming for the neck.
For the finesse.
All right, we got 954, aka a fellow South Floridian. What's up, bro? Welcome to the show.
Yo, what it do? Let me get that Don DeMarco right quick.
I got you,
man. Don DeMarco, Marco.
Hey, I'm going to keep it quick, man. I know other people on the line. Hey, man, so what's the top five things that a young dude in his early 20s need to get to become in that top 10% of guys?
Okay.
That's an excellent question.
Very good question.
So
top
I'll say
five,
this.
And if there's more, go ahead and tell me.
So it depends on what do you want to do for a living?
Real estate.
You want to do real estate? Okay, perfect.
Nice.
So number one, now there's ways that you could do it. You can get a property without having that much capital, but I would say you want to save up, man, and because you don't want to be house poor. Because a lot of people, what they'll do is they'll buy an investment property or they'll buy a property, and they won't even be able to like afford the upkeep to it. You know what I'm saying? So you don't want to be house poor. So there's two ways you could do this. Either A, you save money, you gain some capital, and then you invest in the property. The smarter route, personally, you go ahead and get an FHA loan. You put 3% down, you move in that bad boy too. You buy a multi-family home, all right, so that you can live for free, collect rent, and save money. Stay in there for a year, right, so you don't get indicted for mortgage fraud. And then, bam, you move to another property, and you just keep doing that. You know what I'm saying? So, Fresh, you're also big in the real estate. Go ahead.
So, five things I would say, bro, is definitely you want to have a cash cushion between 10 to 25K for sure. That's one thing.
Outside of the down payment, right, Fresh?
No, that can include.
Including the down payment. Okay.
And then two, you want to make sure that you have a type of budget for investing in yourself. So, for example, my first year coming to America, I took that whole year buying real estate products. Again, coaching from my mentor, and also looking at videos on YouTube as well. So that helped me a lot. And then number three, you want to have also as well a game plan. So what's your game plan? Is it to quit your job and travel the world? Is it to...
Yeah, you need a game plan too, yeah.
Start a business. Once you figure that out, right, bro? Work it backwards.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a whiteboard in my room with all my goals. And literally every morning I wake up, I look at my goals. It helps me stay focused. It helps me to have my to-do list so I know what to do for that day to reach my goals at the end of the year or the end of the month, whatever it might be. Number four, you have to have your time back. So what I mean by that, your time back means that whenever you work a job, your time is limited in what you can do for yourself.
Yep.
So your time is...
And the money you can make is limited as well.
Yeah. So the point is with time, you want to make sure that you can actually use that job to make money, to invest into yourself,
bam,
or side business, so that when you get your that to a certain level, you get your time back. And then with the more time you have, you have to put to good use and create something of more value. And then number five, I would say is, for example, just manage your money properly.
Yeah.
So the money you get, be smart with it. So have set some aside for fun, some aside for savings. But for the most part, you want to invest in yourself right now because you're still young, right? So that's very important as well.
In your 20s, bro, I always say be a cheapskate and only spend money on things that's going to benefit you. If you can't afford it twice, don't buy it. If you can't afford it three times, definitely don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be financially responsible. And here's another tip too. Buy everything on credit, guys. Like, and I'm going to talk about this in more detail. But if you're paying with your debit card or cash, you're low IQ. With all the offers that these credit card companies give you, where they're giving you free money to use their card, I've made thousands of dollars this year just off of using my credit cards, guys. So you should not be using your debit card or cash, like your actual own capital, to be purchasing things that you otherwise would have bought anyway,
mm-hmm.
especially for things that you're gonna buy. Always use a credit card that gives you some kind of points, because you're gonna get free money and/or points, and you're going to get the benefit of building your credit. Okay. Yep. So those are some basic things, man. Since you're a young guy, we're going to cover this in way more detail in the high value course, brother. But in your 20s, save your money. Don't spend it like an idiot.
Yeah.
If you want to get into real estate, have some capital that you can actually put in. You could do an FHA loan to get into the property. Make sure you live there for a year. Okay. Save more money while you're there. You should not be paying rent. I don't care if you don't cash flow, if you're living in it, just make sure that you're not paying rent. Okay. Yeah. If you're going to live in it. And then from there, save that money and then get out of there and rent that unit out. And then you just keep doing that. You know what I'm saying? We'll move on to the next guy. I hope that helped you, caller. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Let me get another Don DeMarco right quick.
Hey, bro, I got you on the way out.
Don DeMarco, DeMarco.
Thank you, brother. So we got 682 on the line.
What's going on, fellas? It's Red Bill Mike.
Hey,
what's up, Mike?
What up, Mike? How are you, bro? Welcome to the show,
what's up, man. Welcome back.
Well, I'm pretty damn tired. I watched and listened to a live stream last night that was pretty damn wild, and I had to get up at 5 in the morning, but it was but it was worth it. Something I wanted to put in out there for you guys, and I don't think I'm telling you anything y'all haven't discovered or have learned already, but and I think Mystery may have even touched on this back in the day. I don't know. I've slept since then. But women – and unfortunately, this is a large majority of them, and this is going to piss off a lot of feminists because it's going to be like popping a balloon with a needle, what I'm about to tell you here. Women who have a strong emotional and spiritual connection to any form of a superstitious belief system, which is a lot of them, make horrible LTRs, but they make amazing side hoes.
Damn.
And the reason for that, like,
Yo, Mike, I had a girl last night who was like that.
Yo, yeah. we were gonna literally mention that on Patreon.
That's
go ahead, Mike, you're fam though. Go ahead, talk, tell us.
Well, I mean, the reason for this, I mean, you're talking about the blonde. Of course, she had "Help Me" written all over. Anyway, and that's not a shot at y'all. That's just the energy she was exuding. You know, women who have what I just said, fellas, learn about the most common superstitious belief systems, because a lot of women are grounded in them. And this is because, you know, like we all know, men, we pretty much are logical on a deeper level. Women are logical just on the base. And then they are looking for anything to get emotionally and spiritually connected to. So if you meet a bad bitch that's into whatever superstitious belief system, whether it be astrology or whatever, even if you're not informed on it, get informed, because if you can understand the ideologies of it, you can actually manipulate her into believing that you are the one, because even though you may be telling her, baby, you ain't the one, the world's telling her that you are the one because of what you are doing to put that thought in her head.
Damn.
Yeah, no, that's right. Facts, bro. And you know what? I guess since Mike mentioned it, we're going to talk about this on the Patreon, but guys, if a girl's like super into horoscopes or spirituality or like, you know,
crystals
or any of that weird stuff, bro, more than likely
she belongs to the streets.
So you know what I mean, because she doesn't live in a fact-based world at that point. You know what I'm saying?
And these are the type of girls you can pretty much, you know, just do whatever with, because even though, you know, you can be telling them every way of Sunday, hey, this ain't nothing more than what it is. In their mind, they're going, yeah, but that's not what, you know, the stars are telling me. And you're kind of going, all right, go ahead. Believe that if you want. See you next Tuesday. You know?
Facts.
Red Pill Mike just said, you know, smash
dropping
and dashing,
a bomb there,
man. Now, Mike, thank you so much for calling in, bro.
All right, I'm going to drop off and let you get the next caller.
All right, brother.
All right,
thank you so much.
We
love your insights. And
good.
Thank you for supporting us, man. We really do appreciate that greatly. Thank you so much. Shout out to Red Pill Mike.
For real.
We got 310. So let's get this 310 on the line next,
yeah,
right?
Super chats right now.
Okay, yeah, we'll do 310. We'll get you on the line, then we'll read the super chats. So let's get 310 on. 310, you there?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, welcome to the show, brother. We're gonna read these super chats real quick, and then we'll chat with you. Okay. Go ahead, Chris.
No problem.
We got Frank Tanara, $10. Correction: I survived char cancer. My apologies for the miscommunication. Anyway, you guys are great, putting extra gears in my brain each and every time I listen to your content. Thank you. Any tips for a gym game?
So I made a video on this, but some basic tips, guys, for getting girls at the gym is if you're going to hit on girls at the gym, guys, try not to do it at your home gym. So let's say you belong to an LA Fitness. Go to an LA Fitness like in the town nearby, or not your home LA Fitness. talk to women there. Make sure you're dressed well, you don't smell bad, and you're in decent shape. The other thing, too, understand, guys, that the gym is not the best place to pick up girls a lot of the time. I'm not going to cap with you guys. But you can definitely do it, and definitely don't approach, like, these chicks that are, like, taking pictures or, like, one of these, like, IG fitness chicks. Like, she's going to think she's better than you just because she has a following on IG. And unless you have a following as well, I mean, it's just the unfortunate reality that girls take social media very seriously. You know what I mean? So those are some basic tips. But, yeah, if you're going to cold approach, do it at a gym. The biggest tip I could give is don't do it at your home gym because it's going to make things weird for you. And she's going to be more likely to turn you down.
Yep.
Even if she likes you, she's going to be more likely to turn you down because she understands that the social circle is too tight where it can cause issues for her later on.
All right. We have DD Rodney, 499 Super Chat.
Uh-huh.
Best course books, programs to learn cold approach game.
Oh, we're doing a Zoom call actually regarding cold approach. It's going to go into detail and doing it in today's marketplace. So that'd be a good thing for you, DD.
Especially with this with the mask BS going on.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. I mean, we got the high value course coming out in this month, and then we got DMs on demand. But I suggest every guy read The Rational Male. Shout out to Rollo Tomasi. You guys need to also read The Mystery Method. I think those two books right there is going to give you the theory and the practice about female attraction triggers. I also like MJ DeMarco Unscripted. Great book about entrepreneurship. It's like a big RP on just living life as a man. So those are some things that I like. And then I think Rich Dad Poor Dad, as much as people want to hate on Robert Kiyosaki, I think it's an excellent book as well.
I think getting out there and actually doing it is way more important, though.
Yeah, reading is good, but you got to practice as well.
Right,
but that's some places to start.
Okay, ML499. I live in a college town in UK. I'm 23, working. Best way to source these girls when you're not in the college scene. Lockdown date ideas.
Okay, that's gonna be a bit of a longer explanation because I got a couple of questions like, are the girls on campus? You know, whatever.
Hop on the Patreon and ask that question because we have a video on this as well in Patreon as well.
Yeah.
You can watch. But
and I guys, I did a consult just the other day. College game is a whole different it's a whole different ball game, guys. College game, because you need to leverage your social status and you need to have certain things in place to really be able to kill it on a college campus versus like running regular game. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a different type of game. You're gonna have to leverage social circle game, and there's ways that you have to do it specifically that's conducive to a college environment, if that makes sense. So get on the Patreon, brother, and we explain that in detail. And we could talk about it on the Zoom call behind the scenes because it'll take forever for us to explain it.
Yeah.
Okay. Caller, go ahead.
Yeah. Yo, yo.
What's up, caller?
Yeah, sorry about that. You guys there?
Yeah.
We got you, man.
We
welcome.
Okay, there you go. Perfect. Sorry, I'll get right to it, guys. Well, first I wanted to say, man, shout out to Fresh Fitness. Yo, man, to Fresh Prince, man. Like, you really hit it on the doornail the other day on the other live show you guys did where you broke down eloquently, sir. Why exactly in regards to the single mom, you know, conversation, and that she looks at that child, and I've seen this too with my own eyes, and my gut, I can see that she hates her kid, man. You can just see that she hates her kid. So, you're very right. You're very right about that, Fresh Prince, and that, so what happens is this. What I've learned is that you become synonymous with thinking about her kid when she's with you, because the broad that I was with, right, everything was going perfect or whatever it is for a while. But then, and again, this is back when I was dating a single mom. Specifically, she would use her kid as an excuse to this, to that. My kid is asking me, am I going to have a new stepdad? All this shit inside 3 weeks. You know what I mean? So, I'm dead serious, dude.
No,
it's like,
I know how it is, man.
And with Freshman, what you said, it wasn't today. You actually reiterated it today. But the other show you guys did where he had the one you guys were talking about, the popular video that really broke down, like, why she doesn't like you. Like, first of all, I would have knocked that kid out if she kicked my PS5, dude. I'm kicking that kid's ass, dude. No way. Like, you know what I mean? That was hilarious. Like, when you guys told me that, I was wishing that was me. You know, but anyway, well, let me get to the point because I want you to get back to your callers, man. But in that, you're right in describing how, no, dude, they don't like their kid because they're looking at you as you're the reason why I can't be with this man. Period. That's it. And it's like, it don't matter what you do, like you said, Fresh Prince, like, it don't matter what you do. But, I just want to reiterate that Jab, and I love Minister Jab, and I love the crew, the 6, the 7. When you guys get together and do the group of stuff, it's amazing. But one thing, and I love Minister Jab, but when he says these are recreational only, I would just take it a step further and say, no, my nigga, why would you even want that energy on you? You know what I'm saying? Why would you even want that energy on you? Even if it is, like, because you guys are reiterating, you know what I'm saying, casual, catch and release and all that. I'm one of these people that once you get the energy on me, I can't get it off. Like, the bitch has to get out of my life. It's at a point where I wouldn't even call certain females knowing what kind of, you know what I'm saying, if I, like, I had a big game coming up because I gamble, you know, I bet. I'm like, I'm not calling that bitch this weekend at all. I'm calling her next week. I mean, that's how much I believe in it, Myron. You know what I mean? I don't want the energy around me, period, because I feel like it'll seep into the next female that, say, doesn't have kids, that don't have any of those issues. So why even have to – why even switch gears? Like, keep the gear the same. Like, no kids, you know?
And, Caller, you know what's funny about that? A lot of single moms especially, they'll burden you with their problems, and before you know it, you have a lot of burden on you, and you don't even know where it came from. It's basically
Exactly. Like, and then they associate you with the problem. They associate you with the goddamn problem once you solve it.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right, you know?
Yeah, man.
At the end of the day, there's different types of things that certain guys can tolerate. I mean, you being, you know, getting in the gambling game, obviously you need your mental focus at all times, you know?
Man.
Some guys can compartmentalize the drama that comes with it. Some guys can't. So at the end of the day, it's really what you're willing to, like, you know what I'm saying, what you can deal with and everything like that. So, thanks for calling
in.
Appreciate it. And, yeah, I agree that, like, deep down, especially if she had her child young, she is going to resent that child to some extent because it's going to, like, hurt her ability to go out there and, you know, have her party years. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's why a lot of people, like, if they had a kid and then they, like, they're 35 and their kid is grown up at, like, 18, 20, whatever it may be, they're gonna go nuts at 35 because they can finally, you know, get out there and do it. But, Caller, thank you so much for calling in. We're going to move on to the next guy.
No problem.
Thanks for watching the show, man.
Thanks, man.
Peace. All right. We got 781.
What up, guys?
Hey, welcome
What's
to the
up,
show,
man?
Brother.
Hey, man. Hey, I wanted to talk about that story about Fresh was talking about his boy was dating Backpage girl or whatnot.
Yeah.
Well, basically, I met a bad dude in my lifetime like that. Like, these girls that are basically bad girls or strippers, and usually they're pretty much like in a toxic relationship.
Your phone is cutting out really bad, man. So fix it and then we're gonna move on. Yeah, it's still cutting out, bro.
Yeah, just call back.
Let's move on to the next caller. Stay on the line, just get it fixed, and then we'll keep you in the queue. We got 646. 646, you're on the air.
What's up, guys?
Yo, welcome to the show, man.
Welcome, dude.
Yeah. I just wanted to ask a quick question. I know you guys have thoughts about single moms or whatnot. What's you guys' thoughts on single fathers hooking up with single mothers?
I think it's good because they both understand the dynamic of having kids in their life, and it's more fitting because at that point, each partner knows what they bring to the table and what they don't bring. For example, if I'm a single dad, I know that the kids have to be picked up at this time. I know I have a certain amount of time in the morning to get shit done because I got to deal with the kid. Vice versa, if it's a regular dude that has no kids or a regular girl that has no kids, they don't understand that dynamic. So I feel like a single dad, single mom would work because they both understand the scenario. But obviously, I would say as well, still bet the chick, but for the most part, it's a better dynamic because they both understand what it is to have kids internally, and then they could, like, work it out with each other. But if you're a single guy, I would stay away from that scenario.
Yeah. And we talked about this too, that girls are actually – see, women are far smarter with their mate selection than men are. And we talked about this on the show, how women aren't going to cut themselves versus, like, men will gladly do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, a dude will gladly sit in there and try to cape for a girl and take on her kids and all this other stuff. But very rarely is a woman going to sit there and, like, raise another woman's children with a single dad. The only way I've seen a woman go ahead and take that burden on is if the guy has a lot of dough. Then they'll do it. But when it's the other way around, very rarely do women sit there and say, okay, I'm going to raise. And women know this because they're way more socially calibrated than us. They know it's a bad investment for me to get in with a kid that isn't biologically mine. You know what I mean? But guys, on the other hand, we make so many mistakes with this where we're so willing to take on another man's seed. You know what I mean? But, you know, it is what it is. But I agree. I agree with Fresh that, like, you're probably going to be in a better position you know, dealing with a single mom if you're a single father yourself.
Yeah. All right, man.
All right, no problem. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks for calling in, man.
Dude.
All right, we got 414.
What's up?
What up, guys? You hearing me all right?
Got you nice and
yes,
clear,
sir.
Man.
Dope, dope. So, yeah, this is T. Ferris. I'm out of Las Vegas, which I always thought that Vegas was the hypergamy capital of the world. But Miami might be close. I meet a lot of girls from Miami out here.
Yeah.
Quick shout out to CEO, man. We've been DMing a little bit. You've been really helping me on my Instagram game. Really cleaned it up in the last couple of weeks. I really have seen a lot more interaction on there. So shout out for that. Definitely, it's important, especially here on the West Coast. Instagram is where everyone's at.
Go ahead.
No, so on the topic at hand, I'm not sure if this was brought up, and I'm wondering if you guys would agree. Women to avoid. I wanted to add to the list older women. And
well,
I wonder what you guys – was that on the list?
Yeah, that was on the list. Yeah, we said chicks that are 30 years old or over, but we categorize that as older women.
Yeah.
Oh, my fault. I came into the show late. But, yeah, so I actually I have a similar backstory to you, CEO. I was married at one point, not to a single mom, but I got married at a really young age to an older woman. And,
oh, wow.
It wrecked me, man. That's what basically led. I did exactly what you did. It was basically a coming to Jesus moment where I initiated the divorce. And that's what kind of got me red pilled, like just like that. I got married at a young age. And yeah, man. They just look for older women that go for younger guys. They're looking for guys that they can control. And that's something that a lot of guys, they kind of fall for that until they start trying to be the man of the relationship. And then they get really intimidated by that. And, yeah, it's just bad news when you're trying to be in a long-term relationship with someone.
Yeah, that's a good lesson, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we all made our mistakes, but definitely – once you've been through it, now you know not to do it again.
Yeah, now
you know
you can't take, you know, like I say, older women, bro, cougars, etc. Rent, don't buy, bro. Car's been used up, the biggest reason why you don't want to date older women, and I know people are going to get mad at me saying this, but she can't give you the one thing that you really need, which is children, you know what I'm saying? Which is the only reason you should be marrying a chick anyway or taking her seriously in a relationship is if you want children.
Look,
if she can't give you that, she's useless. I hate to say it like that.
The only way I would marry a single mother... an older woman, is that she's a sugar mama.
Yeah, she was.
I was gonna get my fair cut at the end of the deal because. Woo.
Yeah.
Nah, but
bro.
Hypergamy is a thing.
That's basically like reverse hypergamy at that point.
Exactly.
Reversing it. Looking around then.
Thank you for calling in, bro. We're gonna move on. Thank you.
All right.
Peace.
Shout out.
All right. 832. We got Houston in the house.
Yo, what's good?
Yeah, what up, bro?
Yeah, bro. So basically, I'm just calling in, bro. So I'm young, bro, 20. I'm in college, and I'm starting to see some successful girls and all. But
nice.
I'm good. Like my approach to anxiety is like God and everything. But
good.
I haven't been able to like close for real. You know what I'm saying? Like I can get to that point. We talk, we flirt, everything. But close has been an issue for me. That's pretty much what I want to see. What you guys got to say on that?
Well, man, this is well, – I got to – okay, I guess
this
we'll –
this could be so many things.
Yeah, this could be so many things, bro. All right. Well, I'll try to give some answers right now. Number one, where do you go to school? How big is the university? You don't got to say the school.
It's an SEC school.
Okay, so it's a big school. So we're talking like 20, 30,000 kids.
Yeah.
All right. So so you have a lot of options. Are you a part of like a tribe? Like, are you on a sports team or a club or anything?
Nah, not really.
All right. So, and I'm going to have to, like, go into this in more detail with, like, on the Patreon and everything like that. But, yo, college game is a whole other thing. The first step to being successful college game, bro, you got to be a part of a tribe. Whether it's a sports team, a fraternity, a club, you need to be a tribe in a college campus scene because – the thing is that social circle game runs everything on a college campus.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's step one. Then we could talk about getting girls into your funnel through leveraging social circle game and then closing. You know what I'm saying? But I have like a on strategy on how to run college game. It's very long. I would have to, like, it would take me like 20, 30 minutes to break it down. But on the Patreon, we do have a video about it. And then if you want, if you get on the Patreon at the $20 tier, you can ask the question and you can give us your specific situation, what school you go to, what, you know, everything like that. And then we'll give you a video response. For all our $20 patron guys, you can ask one question per month and you get a video response to that question, which is like insane value. You know what I'm saying? So then in the question, you can like kind of phrase it more. How do I say this? You could kind of like talk about your situation, like, hey, I'm 20 years old, I look like this, etc. Yeah. And then we're going to be able to give you a tailored response. But like, do it on the air right now, bro.
Yeah.
It would be tough because I don't know enough about you. But what I could say generally is, without knowing too much about you, is understand that college game is social circle dominant. It's completely different than other things where you need to leverage a social circle that you're in to pull girls into your funnel. Does that make sense? And the fact that you're not in the tribe right now is alarming. So get on the Patreon, ask the question, and then I have some suggestions of clubs and things you can do to immediately get on the radar.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to get on the Patreon. So.
Yeah, get on it, bro. It's only $20. That's like two coffees. No. <okay.
laughs> Yeah, I feel you, bro. I appreciate it, man.
Ask the question. Give us specifics about yourself, and then we're actually going to film a bunch of Patreon content tonight.
Yeah.
So for anyone that signed up, guys, ask your questions to like on Patreon tonight, and we're going to film a bunch of content
right now
for the guys right after this.
Hey,
one last thing. Go ahead, bro.
Last night, bro, y'all was teased, bro. That was crazy last night.
Thank you, man.
But
thank you.
I appreciate y'all.
We'll post that up for you guys on Patreon tonight as well, man. Thank you, bro. And yeah, man, we hope to hear from you. All right, so we got two more callers, then we're going to can the show. We don't want to leave any man behind. Okay, what is this? 86 what?
Yo, 861, but it's like weird numbers. Well,
yeah, it's a weird number, but let's see.
Let me get ready.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what's happening? What's up, Myron? What's up, Fresh Prince? How you doing? Can you hear me?
We got you, man. Welcome to the show.
Cool. Thanks. Listen, man, I have a problem. My problem's a little different. I'm in my mid-20s, and I haven't had sex yet. I believe, and I want to save it, you know, until I'm married. So I tell women this. Like, sometimes I'll be dating, and I'll talk to some girl. Hello?
Yeah, we got you, bro. Are you trolling? I think you're trolling, bro. You ain't no virgin.
I'm not trolling, man. I'm for real. But the thing is, when you say that, like, how do you get women to take you seriously?
When you tell women that you're a virgin?
No, I don't tell them that directly. Like, we're just talking about it, and then, like, after a while, like, they start, like, acting weird because you're not trying to, like, you know, go after, you know what I'm talking about. Like, you know, because maybe we'll be dating for, like, maybe a month or 2 months, and that hasn't happened, and they don't bring it up. And then sometimes indirectly bring it up, and then I'll be like, you know, I want to just, you know, I want to wait until, you know, I'm married for that. And then they'll be like, they won't want to date me anymore. They'll kind of just like kind of, you know, scoot out of the relationship, or they don't talk to you anymore after that.
Yeah, bro, because the reason why, if you are trolling, this is a hilarious troll, but I'll just say this real quick. Yeah, we're going to take the line, bro, because the phone makes way too much noise. So we'll just answer
it. Okay.
So the reality is this, bro. When you don't, if you're a virgin or you're sexually inexperienced with women, it's repulsive to women, bro. They're never going to admit that to you. But if you're sexually inexperienced with chicks, they're not going to want to deal with you, because the thing is this, they don't want to get judged and feel like they're the one taking charge in the bedroom. And they don't want to feel like they're like, promiscuous to you, right? Girls never want to feel judged. So if you're not experienced, 9 out of 10 times, guys that aren't experienced in the bedroom judge girls that are. You know what I'm saying? So it's repulsive for women for you to not be pre-selected, quite frankly. So that's a big reason why she's going to get turned off, and she doesn't want to feel like a hoe, quite frankly.
If he was serious, he said he talked to her for months.
Yeah.
I'm mad at that alone.
Yeah, bro. I don't know what.
Anyhow.
Yeah, that's you messing up, man. If you're looking for a virgin, bro, you're going to have to leave the United States, my friend. That real talk. Okay. So who's – so, caller, that's to answer your question.
Yeah.
Last one? 818. Okay. Let's get 818. I think I know who this might be. 818.
Oh, hello. Hi, guys. Hey. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah.
Hi. This is Frenchie calling from Tokyo, Japan. How are you guys?
Okay. What's up, man?
Pretty good, dude.
Yeah, good. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you all. Yeah, well, first of all, thank you for all the podcasts. I mean, it's great. Shout out to John from MLD, which I met here in Tokyo. He was awesome as well. Respect to you guys. Yeah, I just have a quick question for you guys. What do you think about the randomness of game? By that, I mean, like, how many, what is the percentage of girls that you kick to the curb? Because no matter what you do, they won't be interested in you.
Oh man, bro! Like 98% of girls that you deal with are gonna, you're gonna have to kick them to the curb. Yeah. So the reality is, man, with the dating marketplace, half of game nowadays is getting rid of women quickly that are time wasters. Because since we live in a world now where, we live in a skewed sexual marketplace. Women have pretty much a lot of the advantages thanks to social media, online dating apps, etc. They're the selectors. However, a lot of women enjoy male attention, just getting it. You know what I'm saying? So you got to be able to quickly vet the girls that are just attention whores and kick them to the curb. That's half of game in itself. You know what I mean? One of the biggest mistakes guys make is continuing to talk to a girl that never was attracted to him in the first place just because she's looking for attention. So I would say well over 95% of the women you're going to deal with are going to either be A, not interested at all, B, attention whores. That's going to be a big portion of it, or C, just like time wasters in general. So you know, just get used to kicking girls to the curb all the time. Go ahead.
I'll say to keep it simple. If she's not trying to smash, block.
Yeah.
Next.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, most of the girls you're going to deal with are going to be time wasters, my man. Most.
Yep. Yeah, all right. Thank you, guys. That was it. Yeah. Keep doing what you do. And to the guys, yeah, like, comment, subscribe. I mean, you guys are doing an amazing work. And, yep.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much, man. Yeah, guys, don't get disheartened when girls, like when you get rejected by girls or when girls are on some BS. Half the game, guys, is kicking girls to the curb. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So don't get discouraged, man. Keep good stuff, Frenchie.
Should we have 4 or 5 and then chat and call it? Or
yeah, we'll do 4 because he's been waiting. Yeah, we'll do them.
All right, cool.
Leave no man behind. Go ahead, 4 or 5.
Hello? 4 or 5?
Hey, can you hear me?
What's up, brother?
Yeah, what's up, man?
What's up, man? You guys doing all right?
We're good, man.
You hear
what's
me all right? I got my headphones in. I'm at work, so let me know if it's a little weird.
No, so, we got you. We got you.
Hey,
make
I just wanted to give a shout out to everyone. You know, appreciate what you guys do for men. I kind of want to go over a couple things, you know, in my experience with women. So I'm 26, and this is kind of to give you guys a heads up just for, like, anyone who, you know, maybe is still a virgin. Man, these girls are seriously just – most of them, seriously, 99% of them are not worth their time. I mean, I've got probably like 400 under my belt, man, and it's just like by the time you deal with their bullshit, I mean, it's, you know, it's a waste of your time. You will feel like, you know, you were better off working or doing something towards your purpose, or, you know, even just enjoying a hobby or spending time with your family. I've had like girls that are even like straight up 9 out of 10. Like, they got everything, the face.
Hey, caller.
You know,
can you ask your question or make your point, please?
Yeah, you know, really, like, I'll give you a story with this chick that I had, like, a year ago. You know, I got to talking with her. She was trying to do the whole beta male provider thing. She was, you know, trying to get me to simp for one, you know, telling me her experience about dating with marriages, and it didn't go well with her and this and that, and she hadn't found a good guy. So I'm spending time with her, and, you know, I'm going in for the clothes, and, you know, she's trying to act all prude and stuff, so I'm like, whatever, I'm chill, you know, we're just spending time. Well, this chick, we fall asleep together, and she's playing, like, music, and I just can't sleep with the music on, so, you know, I reach up to turn her phone off, it don't got a lock on it, I go and find out this chick's got, like, thousands, I'm talking thousands of things, like, she's on escort page and all kinds of stuff, and this chick was trying to... Like, I actually enjoyed the experience with her on the date. Like, she seemed like a pretty modest chick. Like, she was older, like 29-ish. So, you know, I'm just saying, like, a lot of chicks out here really are trying to trap you guys. Like, they'll treat you differently, you know. They'll just, you know, it's all a game to them. I mean, you never know who you're dealing with. I mean, I wouldn't even know what type of girl this was if I hadn't, you know, not wanted to hear the music while I was trying to sleep. So,
yeah.
You know, by then I was just turned off. You know, I mean, these chicks, I could tell you hundreds of stories, but, you know, that's one of the bigger ones that was definitely a red pill for me.
Yeah, all right, man.
Well,
that's
no,
good,
man. Thanks for sharing your story, bro.
Yeah,
you got a girl's phone tells you a lot about her, guys.
Yeah, you want to know about a chick? Look at her phone.
Look at her phone, bro. That'll tell you.
You need to know about her.
And look at the conversations she had with her best girlfriend. That will tell you a lot. Yeah. All right, let's hit these super chats. Go ahead, Chris.
Pugdad999. Why did Kim Kardashian and J-Lo have their managers annulled so quickly from Chris Humphries and Chris Judd? Because they would have lost millions in divorce because they made so much more money.
Boom. See, nice. Women are always a step ahead, guys. It's just that women are always methodical and precise with their mate selection and what they do. Men are the idiots. You know what I'm saying? Messing up where we don't see the divorce coming. We lose all the money, etc. If the girl has more money, she's always going to make you sign a prenup.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Anything else, Chris?
No, we good.
That was it? All right, guys. So we're going to be live this Friday. We're going to break down. You know what? I think we're going to break down the Kim Kardashian and Kanye West divorce.
We should do the Dr. Dre one.
We'll break down. We'll talk about current events. We're gonna look at the tabloids, cover some current events, and we're going to talk about fitness. And then we're also going to talk about current events. That's going to be like our fitness / current events show. Guys, thank you so much for the support, man. This, I think, was a record for us being on air, just us, with as far as like live viewers. We hit like 700.
We had 720.
720, man.
That's fire, man.
Guys, thank you so much for the support. Like the video, comment, subscribe. Get on the Patreon, guys, because we're going to film a bunch of content tonight. $20 tier, you can ask us a question, and you're going to get a video response.
So you're going to see the live stream we did last night with those two girls. That was crazy.
We're going to post that as well.
On Patreon tonight.
Yeah, guys. So thank you so much. Don't forget to follow us on Real Talk Miami on TikTok. We're going to post some content up there.
Yeah.
Fresh and Fit Miami on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Subscribe to YouTube channel if you haven't already. We'll catch you guys on Friday at 6 p.m. Same bad time, same bad place. Thank you, guys. Peace.
Peace.
Yeah, I told Tom to do that. Are we recording on the thing? P8?
Bro,
no. Chris?
No. I get a chance to look at the video.
Come on, nigga.
What do you mean? I'm here.
I gave that to you for last night, bro.
I was at work last night. I'm still on the upper, man. It's only so much I can really do.
We got Afi at
9,
no?
Yeah, Afi, yeah. Yo, you want to go eat real quick and then come back?
We don't have time.
We can start at 9:30. I'll tell him, yo, could we start at 9? Because remember, he's West Coast time.
Oh, yeah.
He's.
Shit. Yeah. Tom has to update the description, by the way.
Why?
We still have Take the Center on this podcast, on this vlog.
Oh, bro?
Yeah.
What's Tom doing?
I don't know, man. You know how it is, man. If people are watching you.
Give him a quick call. Well, I'm calling Afi. Tell him to fix that shit. And then tell him we need a new banner as well.
And then we need,
Was he in the chat? He wasn't in the chat, right?
No, of course not. Can you do an extra one? It's not gonna happen.
I want to make a run to Sprouts. You guys down?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go to Los Angeles.
All right.
No, I'll bring it over.
Okay. Me and Chris will run to Sprouts then.
My glasses. Can you answer?
He's not answering.
Damn.
Please leave your message.
That was the first time Tommy asked me my phone call. Yeah, I mean, should be on alert with the live shows. No, I need to tell us, hey, listen, I'm gonna be doing this. So he's got to see me. Yeah, I know what he's doing right now, but. Oh, wait, so the video for StreamYard.
I downloaded it already.
You got it?
Yeah, it's on the computer.
I can just flip it and upload it right now.
We can do it later. Well, let's go eat. Let's grab our food and then rush back and do this thing with Afi, and then we can film. Tonight's going to be a Burning the Midnight Oil night, bro. I can already tell. TikToks.
Yeah, that's fine.
TikToks, Patreons, just preparing. So
well, we don't have any patrons.
No, but we got to film content, though, for Patreon. Because there's some shit that we were supposed to film, but we didn't get to film it yet.
Well, yeah, just if we can shoot about 10 videos for TikTok, mm-hmm. and then I'll post them up past today, then possible.
Yeah.
Well, what are the most for Patreon?
Huh?
What are the most
for Patreon? We remember we said we would give the top three reasons not to date a single mom. We did 7 before, remember? We're supposed to do like 3 for Patreon only.
Okay.
So a couple of Patreon exclusive ones.
Oh, okay, what else?
I'd have to go back and look.
I think that's it.
And then we got some questions too on Patreon.
What do you have? Are you driving?
Yeah.
Can I bring light to get that light changed out?
Yeah.
In your car?
Yeah.
Because I don't know what's wrong with that, but I'm getting it once more. All
right.
And if it's tomorrow at 3:30 or in the afternoon, just if we got time, we go to South Beach.
Yeah, but we need to put that video up on the live stream. People.
Yeah, we'll put that up tonight. We'll put it up tonight.
People are waiting for it to come up and then I'll pay.
Yeah.
No, we'll put it up tonight.
The patron of shit.
All right, let's go get food because we got to come back and do the show off.
Do you want to get it right now or online?
No, we can do it. Are they still open?
No, but in the morning you'll be asleep.
Oh, okay.
So, and in fact, if you sleep, we'll not go.
I'll give you the car keys, bro.
No.
Yeah.
Just take
my car, bro, and knock it out.
All right, then, what? Is the door be open or no?
What?
Is the door going to be open?
Yeah, I'll leave it open if you want to come in.
If you can, give me the keys, and then I'll
put it. Yeah, just park the car here, crib, and then.
The parking is paid parking.
We also got to ship this up too.
Yeah. So just tomorrow.
I'll probably come on to Thursday tomorrow.
All right, that's fine.
Yeah, and then I'll
provide
everything else.
I'll probably sleep pretty early tonight, too.
I got
you. I'm not going to be able to go home. Yeah, you know, funny, I took an Advil last night, too. I was like, yeah, you got a drinking, man.
Yeah, well, I didn't intend to drink that much, man.
That's good.
I put a shit yesterday, but
I couldn't
get enough.
All right, let's run and get this tour to come back. I think I'm gonna leave Victor's routes because I should keep that the podcast.
Okay.
And, like, all
right.
So. All right. We'll do that. Kind of
don't want to do it.
No, it's okay. Like, see, like, for shit like this, it would be nice to have Chris, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now we'll have to use one camera angle, you know, which is fine, but let me tell Austin to be ready. Oh, Russell's. Here, I'm calling him right now. He FaceTimed me earlier, or yesterday.
It's dark, isn't it?
Here, I'll turn that on.
Yo, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, bro? I'm
in my live stream. How's it going?
Good, good, good.
About to go back on right now.
You guys doing podcast?
We did ours earlier, but now we're doing a friend's one. We're hopping on to his channel to help him out.
Good, that sounds good. Yeah, I was just discussing because I'm dealing with things around, like a TV show and everything. So for me, it's been very busy, but I told my
all right.
How's the show going?
Good, bro. We're every time we go live, we get like more new viewers. Like,
yeah.
we're getting consistently like today we were pretty much staying above 700 live viewers, bro. It's crazy for our channel size.
On YouTube?
On YouTube, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah,
so
that's next week for me going streaming out. Typically, I stream both on Instagram and TikTok at the same time.
Ah, okay, yeah.
Yeah. And on Instagram, around 400 to 500. TikTok, I mean, on Instagram, it's more followers.
Yeah. Yeah, and the thing is, if you go on IG Live, bro, that's like the best way to, like, that pushes you up in the algorithm the most when you go IG Live and get engagement from that.
Yeah.
You have a YouTube channel?
Yeah, it's just a couple of silly videos and nothing like it's not formatted yet. It's just like a couple of silly videos. I've been monetizing the channel, but now
okay.
I just be like trying to monetize my channel for a day, single day.
There you go, bam, bro. Yeah, because dude, YouTube now, they're being gay as shit, dude. They're monetizing on everybody, whether you have the watch time or not. They just start running ads on your stuff. They just started doing it this year. Yep, that's how it still is. But now what they're doing is they're running ads on yourself even if you're not monetized yet. So if you're a small channel and you haven't been and you're just starting out, it's gonna be tough because they're already monetizing on yourself without you even being monetized. Exactly, dude. It's terrible. Yeah, it's really bad for people that are like, you know, brand new to YouTube because people are gonna be a lot more. Your watch time is gonna go down because they're not gonna want to watch ads. Yeah, dude, it's fucking gay. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of, I'm just glad that we got this kind of handled early on. But yeah, YouTube is, you know, on some juice shit right now. But you know, it is what it is. Money rules everything. But now, dude, we could definitely do an in studio show on February 23rd. We're down for that.
Good. Yeah. So we're talking about combination. What's your budget for speakers?
well, it depends, man. Okay. So you want us to cover like you want us to pay you to come and do a show?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. No, that's cool. We respect that. How about this? Because we got some guests coming.
For a guy like you, a dating coach. Uh huh.
Yeah. No, I understand. I got you. Well, we got a couple of guests coming in late January, and then also in the next week or so. So what we'll do is we'll figure out how much that's going to run us, and then we'll...
You guys are paid guests yet?
A lot of guys come on just because we got a loyal audience, man, to be honest.
Yeah.
They don't really charge
us.
We're almost 17K now. We're gaining about, in the last, if I look at the YouTube numbers, in the past 28 days, we've gained almost 5,000 subscribers. So the channel's growing really fast. Yeah, we're gaining. Here, I'll show you right now. I'm going to actually open up the studio, and I'll show you instead of seeing. Let's see here. And that's what I'm looking at right now. So, okay, dashboard. Okay, so here, just so you know, I'm not bullshitting you. So 5,037 in the past 28 days. So we're growing almost 5,000 subs easily. So by the time you come down here, we'll probably be well over 20K. But yeah, man, we totally respect that. You know, it's your time and everything like that. So me and Fresh, we could kind of go to the drawing board, figure out, and then we could definitely come to a number. That's not a problem.
So what I'll do is
a
couple of podcasts, like I promoted.
Mm-hmm.
And then I talked to her. I was like, okay, look, we'll do an interview.
Uh-huh.
And if you still hate me at that time, leave the video up as is.
Okay.
And then I'll do it at a heavily discounted rate.
Uh-huh.
And you'll get views.
Uh-huh.
And also, if you hate me afterwards, then keep the video. And if not, change the whatever.
Uh-huh.
But she paid, and then I went on it. That video got 200,000 views.
On YouTube. Okay.
I think it was just like 78,000
or something like that. The very damn one. Okay. Yeah, I was doing a lot of hate, but that's the thing. You'll get hate views for me being there.
Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
Now, you're
going to
get a lot of love with us, bro, because our audience is men.
On my channel, so you can get more viewers and so on. And those won't be hate users. So that the idea is that, and then for me to go out there and talk about games, I'll talk about games, I'll get paid.
Yeah.
You know,
What's your asking price? Just so I know, just so we know. What would you do?
$5, but I'll do guys $1,500.
Okay.
If you guys take care of accommodation, I'll go around my manager.
Okay.
That being said, she needs to be a part of my schedule. As far as the price goes, pretty cheap. I bet a lot cheaper if this guy helps you guys out. That being said, though, you're going to get a lot of hate you.
Well, we already got hate, hey, yeah. No, man, that's cool. We'll then, you know what, we'll crunch the numbers.
Yes.
And we'll figure it out because we got a couple of guests coming that are real big in the red pill and the sphere the next couple of coming weeks that are already scheduled. So
nice. The red pill, a lot of the red pill guys I know, the old school guys, I know them all. Like, I know Jeff Mystery. I know the guy that won that show, Dave from Big Parts, Cosmo, he's out here in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
I know Neil Strauss, the guy that wrote the game.
Mm-hmm.
Neil Strauss came to my birthday 2 years ago.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Like, those are big hitters that I know. I can
hit
them up.
Yeah, no, I feel you.
Okay.
Yeah, bro, we'll crunch some numbers.
Let me know if that's reasonable for you guys. If that works out for you, let me know in the next 2 weeks, though.
Okay.
I'll put you on the schedule for it, okay?
Cool, man. Yeah, no, that's reasonable, man. We'll definitely get back to you here shortly.
Sounds good.
All right, man. We got to jump on a stream right now, but we'll definitely hit you back.
Sounds good.
Later, Russell. Bye. Peace.
That's fair.
It's fair, but I don't think it's worth $1,500.
Yeah. Why did you drop from 5 to 15 so bad?
Well, no. I mean, to be honest, bro, no. I personally, what do you think? I don't think he's worth $1,500.
Just having him on will help us.
And he's a TikToker, man. And he only has 28K followers on IG. Like, he doesn't have more clout than us, man.
He doesn't.
Like, that's what I'm trying to say.
It would probably help him, too.
It would help him, like, a lot. Because he's going to come to us.
Tell him, tell him.
He's going to come to us. Honestly, bro, I don't even think we should pay him.
Yeah, I was hoping that he would just come.
Yeah.
I mean, he's covered accommodations.
Yeah, we could cover his accommodations, but to pay him, like, nah. I don't think we should be paying that nigga, bro. I think we have more credibility than he does.
He's the one always hitting us up.
Yeah. We don't
ever hit him up.
Yeah, I don't think he's worthy of paying, bro, personally. Like,
I will say this, though.
We have more clout. He has no YouTube audience.
Just like
what?
Just like Greg.
Mm-hmm.
It will get us a boost in the algorithm.